A friend dropped off 8 dry coconuts for me last week, and I was as happy as can be. You all already know that I am nuts for coconuts, so I couldn't simply grate them and store for occasions when I needed them. Nah, things needed to be made. I didn't cook with all 8 of the coconuts. 4 of them were grated and packaged for freezing. Here's what I did, or rather made, with the other 4. I first made a pan of creamy, delicately sweet Edolive Kalaloo cooked with fresh coconut milk. Really, is there anything sweeter than Kalaloo cooked with coconut milk? Particularly Edolive Kalaloo, which is also known in other parts of the Caribbean as Dashing Bush. The long cooking melts the greens and it goes down smoothly when you eat it. While it's lovely with shrimps, it is worthy of being a sole ingredient dish. Another thing I made was a coconut sambal, a la Sri Lankans pol sambal. Pol is the name that Sri Lankans use for coconut, or that is how they refer to coconut. This recipe is simple and very easy to make. Fresh grated coconut, hot peppers, onions, lime juice, and salt are all you need. For my take on the sambal, I added to my food processor the grated coconut and pepper to grind fine. Then I seasoned the mixture with tamarind paste and some fresh lime juice, along with salt to taste. Everything was pulsed to mix before thinly sliced purple onions were folded into to finish off the dish. If you don't have purple onions, obviously white onions or the Spanish onions, which is the regular onions that we get with the brown skin. That can work too. Chef's kiss to this sambal. It is so tasty that you can eat it on its own. I did take out some of it in a little bowl and ate it just like that. It was so good, and you must give it a try. I did not have a clear idea as to a composed meal. I was simply making things with the coconuts because I got them and was inspired to cook and make these different things. The next thing I did was to make a Trinbegonian coconut bake. There is nothing like a thick slice of coconut bake, halved, buttered, and donged with a hot cup of cocoa tea. The real thing, as in cocoa from the coconut stick, not cocoa from a tin or a packet. Insert a couple slices of cheese along with the butter, and your mouth and tummy would thank you. That is, I think, one of the Caribbean's best soul food combos. It is comforting in every way. And if you have it when that coconut bake is still a little hot, warm, another occasion for chef's kiss. By the time I had finished making the coconut bake, I realized that I had made things that I could have separately in combination with other things and not necessarily with each other. For example, the Kalaloo could go with dal and rice or with roti or even with some boiled edos or other ground provision. The coconut sambal is a side dish that could accompany many things, including cooked rice or metaji. The last thing I made, and I'm using air quotes as in saying I made, that day was really the highlight of the day. I think it rivaled everything else. Perhaps it's because of the simplicity. It required no cooking. The nostalgia it evoked, and more importantly for me, totally satisfying the sugar cake fix I was craving. You know, when growing up, well, particularly for me and my siblings, you'd go visiting relatives in the country and you'd get this snack of coconut and sugar. Remember? Well, as you had that. Honestly, I never liked to eat the coconut and sugar like that. But raised to be polite, I'd have a little. To me, the coconut was too big and chunky and the sugar raw, if you know what I mean. I never understood the excitement of eating coconut and sugar like that. Cook them together, creating sugar cake? Yeah, I get that. Anyway, a couple of weeks ago, a friend of mine who was visiting from overseas had told me she wanted to have some coconut. So I had shelled and chopped a coconut, which she and her mom thoroughly enjoyed without the sugar. This week, I wondered what it would be like if I grated a coconut and drizzled it with a syrup. I took inspiration from a video on YouTube where people from a village in Sri Lanka served some visitors slices of thick, firm coconut jelly with a homemade syrup. I cracked a dried coconut, pried the flesh from the shell, and removed the brown skin. I was going for something aesthetically pleasing. Although it is not necessary to remove the brown skin, because honestly, the brown skin actually makes the coconut more nutritious because that is where the fiber is too. After rinsing the coconut, I grated it on a box grater to get fine, thin shreds. An ingredient I always have stocked is palm sugar and jaggery. Some I purchase locally from specialty grocery stores and others I buy whenever I travel. I use these sugars just like regular sugar, but especially for chutneys and desserts. They give a complex, sophisticated taste and flavoring to things. Some of them also have a molasses-like flavor, which I really like, and that is dependent on how it is produced. They can elevate the taste of your coffee and tea. Really good way to try palm sugar. Among the sugars I have is coconut sugar. Now, coconut sugar is a type of palm sugar. It is made from the sap of the flower bud stem of the coconut palm. There are different types of palm sugar, and they are made from various palms, and each country has its own method of making the palm sugar. The one I used, as I said, is from the coconut palm. Coconut sugar contains minor amounts of nutrients and is less processed. The main reason I like palm sugars and jaggery is for the flavor. Calorie-wise, they are the same as regular sugar. I measured and melted equal parts of the coconut sugar and tap water to create a syrup to drizzle over the coconut. The idea here was to have coconut and sugar my way, based off of the way in which it used to be had when we were kids. Once the syrup was cooled completely, I drizzled some of it over a handful of the shredded coconut and tossed it to mix and took my first forkful. I had never tasted coconut and sugar that way before. It was sublime. The shredded coconut soaked up the syrup, absorbing the flavor. I can't tell you that it tasted like sugar cake because it tasted like its own unique standout self. It was sweet without being overly sweet. The coconut was soft and tender. The natural juices of the coconut mixed with the sweet syrup was the perfect pairing. After all, the syrup was made from coconut sugar. Friends with whom I shared it were wide-eyed with happiness. What they really liked was that they could choose to add as much or as little syrup as they like, adjusting to their preferred level of sweetness. I did not add any flavorings to the syrup because I only wanted the natural flavor of the coconut sugar. However, I think that on another occasion, I'm going to make a batch of the syrup with fresh ginger and cinnamon, the traditional flavors of sugar cake. I may also do a version in which I add fresh bay leaves. I'm excited to see how those flavors will work with the coconut sugar. Being inspired to cook takes the chore out of cooking. An inspiration can come from anywhere and can be anything. I took a trip around the Caribbean with my coconut dishes and from a country I have never been to. Finally, as I cracked, shelled, grated, shredded, mixed, and ate coconut, I wondered why I could not cook some shine rice with the blended coconut and not just the milk. After all, we do eat the actual coconut, so what's to say that we cannot add it directly to cook with the rice? I think I'm going to give this a try. Stay tuned. I'll let you know how it turns out and whether it's a yay Ornate.